We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights of this morning's news.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Emily Huffman. It's Thursday, March 21st, 2024. The Fighting Illini men's basketball team faces the Moorhead State Eagles in Omaha, Nebraska today at 2:10 p.m. The Fighting Illini's total record in Big Ten games is 17-6, and they are in 8th place in D1 college basketball in scoring, averaging 84.4 points per game. The Eagles' current record is 26-8, with an average of 75.5 points per game, 1.7 more than the 73.8 Illinois allows. The teams are led by Terrence Shannon Jr., who currently averages 23 points per game for the Fighting Illini, good for 3rd in the nation, and Riley Minix, who is averaging 20.8 points for the Eagles. Another board member resigned from the Champaign School District Board of Education. Mark Thies emailed a letter to the board members and superintendent Tuesday night with his resignation effective immediately. His exit follows that of fellow board member Jamar Brown, who also resigned earlier this month. The 7-member board is now down to 5 members and met on Wednesday. The Urbana City Council passed a resolution in support of a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war on Monday. The initial resolution was drafted 2 months ago and went through multiple revisions. The final resolution was revised to call for peace in Gaza and urge the end of U.S. military support for Israel. Over 50 people attended the meeting, with the public section meeting running for 2 hours. Urbana is one of more than 50 municipalities in the U.S. that have passed similar resolutions calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. A survey done by the University of Illinois showed that Americans struggle with differentiating between facts and opinions. The survey, answered by 2,500 people, found that 46% of adults could not find the difference between facts and opinions when it came to political statements. The errors were attributed to partisan bias. Professor Jeff Mondak believes this can impact voting outcomes. A new study will soon be conducted with non-political statements. Contributing reporting for this newscast was provided by Nick Rocho, Adeline Moy, Stephanie Orellana, and Joy Quezada. Our deputy news directors are Alyssa Ian and Caitlin Devitt, and our news director is Ethan Oscarba. For WPGU News, I'm Emily Huffman.